Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 8:47. Three big things.
Three.
Firefighters continue to battle big blazes in California.
Two.
Popular Kansas Stars baseball team will not return for the NBC World Series in Wichita.
One.
Wichita City Council approves citizen review board for police. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic accident now, K96 westbound at I-135. Already running kind of slow there. Now we got a traffic accident. Three vehicles involved in this one. That's westbound K96 right up there at the North Junction. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 66 degrees. Clear tonight. The overnight low 49. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 78. Now a fair sky, calm, and 39 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Jad, what do you got?
Another quick traffic note out there. We got fire crews headed to the area of Kellogg and Hydraulic, a house fire being reported in that area right now.
Kellogg and Hydraulic.
Yeah, Kellogg and Hydraulic, house fire.
Time says it will publish fewer print issues for seven of its magazines, including Fortune, Entertainment Weekly, and Sports Illustrated. The biggest change is at Sports Illustrated, which will drop to 27 issues annually from 38. Sears Canada says it's seeking court approval to liquidate its roughly 130 remaining stores, leaving approximately 12,000 employees without a job. Again, that is in Canada. Remember when your parents first let you shop at the mall by yourself? Well, Amazon is trying to replicate that feeling for the digital generation. The online retail giant says teens can now shop on Amazon on their own if their parents let them. Adults can add up to four teenagers to their Amazon account, giving youngsters between ages 13 and 17 their own login information to buy stuff from the Amazon app.
Yeah, get them hooked early.
Parents get notifications when something is bought, and they can set spending limits and cancel orders. I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea, but, you know, maybe it is. It's a way to teach kids how to shop.
It gets more customers in the door right away.
Go into a store and greet a human being and try to get to know that.
That's so 20th century.
That's passé, right? That's gone. Well, it's a great pumpkin, all right, but it has nothing to do with Charlie Brown. The winner of this year's World Championship Pumpkin Way Off south of San Francisco is a gourd produced by Joel Holland, and it tipped the scales at 2,363 pounds. That's literally more than a ton, right?
Somebody notify Libby's.
Not only was that good enough to win the 44th edition of the Pumpkin Way Off, but it also was big enough to have won any of the previous 43 competitions before it.
Yeah, that will feed about two of my family members on Thanksgiving.
There's more than prestige involved here, Ted. The prize for the pumpkin is more than $16,000. Organizers paid $7 a pound for the great pumpkin.
Pumpkin prize money.
Yeah. Now, when you're talking
about growing in your backyard,
mostly weeds.
Okay.
And some dirt.
Nobody's going to pay you for that.
Got a little dirt going back there. Actually, I've been planting a little grass here the last few weeks. And actually, since September, I've been putting little spots of grass out there in the back. And tell you what, it works a lot better when it rains or you water it. This is a good time of year to grow grass.
No gourds for you? No squash?
Squash. Oof. My wife does squash. I can squash. Yuck. No, not for me. And I don't have a great pumpkin, but you and I will be in the pumpkin patch Halloween waiting for the great pumpkin to rise out of the pumpkin patch with Linus.
Why not?
And the crew from Peanuts, right? 8:52 now, Steve and Ted. And we have a new Wichita medical facility to talk about this morning with editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, site work has started on our new emergency room in East Wichita. E-Wichita Properties is building a 10,000-square-foot facility near 21st and Webb. Don Linger & Sons is the general contractor on the project, valued at about $6 million. GLMB Architecture is the architect. Construction is expected to take a year to a year and a half. The ER will create 22 new jobs in 5 years. We have some details about the contract Bombardier Gay Machinist ratified over the weekend. The deal will cover 480 members for 5 years. It includes pension plan improvements and a general pay increase. The Machinist Union says 90% of the members who voted approved the contract. And the vote on the merger between Westar Energy and Great Plains Energy is scheduled for next month. The companies will hold shareholder meetings November 21st. The companies are giving a merger a second try as a merger of equals. Westar shareholders will get a share of the combined company for each share they own. Company officials say the deal should be complete in the first half of 2018. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today is National Emergency Nurses Day. Nurses in those emergency rooms taking care of people who have problems. Yeah, we salute them.
You bet.
If you've got an accident or an emergency, you'll run into these people. And the ones I've seen are very, very good. Or they wouldn't be there.
But, they are. That's a high-stress job.
Oh, yeah. Sure. National Emergency Nurses Day. It's also Stop Bullying Day. So,
that
you know.
Every day.
Yeah. So those folks down there working at the Wichita Business Journal, you need to just lighten up on them, Bill, and quit, quit bullying them.
It begins today.
Yeah. Okay. Seriously, that's something that is a plague going on around this country. Let's, especially for the kids, really important to stop that. Hey, this was a big date in 1975, as you well remember. On this date in 1975, the first Saturday Night Live was on TV on NBC.
Absolutely, you bet.
It brought people like Gilda Radner and John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd and so many, many comics into our living rooms live on Saturday night. It was a must-see for several years on Saturday night. My friends and I always wanted to see Saturday Night Live, so that's happened
on this day
in 1975. Now, 20 years ago.
Wasn't George Carlin the first host of Saturday Night Live?
That is correct.
That is correct. Yeah. You know, Ted's got that information right at the top
He did little bits and routines, kind of almost introducing skits and coming in and out of skits. Kind of like we do Gridiron.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah, the role of the host is a little different when they started the SNL.
20 years ago today, I was in Arkansas, where my son was marrying Shanna Hayes.
Wow.
And they have been married 20 years today.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, big anniversary.
31 years ago today, I was getting married to Gretchen in Deerfield, Kansas.
How about that? That was Deerfield at the big Palladium there, huh?
That'd be at the Methodist Church.
The Methodist Church there. Well, hey, just your anniversary.
Yep, yes, the anniversary. Gretchen has put up with me for 31 years.
Congratulations, Gretchen. That's great. Thank you, Jets. 855, Steve and Ted. KNSS News at 9. Wildfire still blazing away in California. That story coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.